Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
17 minutes past one, you're on lunch with me, Zane Johnson, all the way through until 3 o'clock this afternoon. In for Pippa Hudson, who was on The Breakfast Show. And this Youth Month, which is June, 18 young black student filmmakers will see the world premiere of their films at Encounters, South African International Documentary Film Festival. And this takes place virtually everywhere, kicking off yesterday until the 20th of June. Now, notwithstanding the challenges of COVID, the students met online and in person during 2020 to produce three very powerful short films that bring into sharp focus critical human rights issues in townships around Cape Town. And the topics covered include a township's decade-long struggle for sanitary toilets, overdependence on an overburdened government grant system, and the crucial but neglected role of waste reclaimers in a densely populated urban environment. This afternoon, we have a chat to Azola Ntsukanazo, who is the director and producer and voiceover of the film It's Not Enough, and Mona Lisa Msima, who is the director of Toilets to Let, and she currently doing her honours at AFDA. Ladies, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Hi, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Azola, I'm going to start off with you. You are the director and voiceover of It's Not Enough. And you go into an area which is very close to my heart, which is Dunoon. I've driven in and out of that area a number of times. And having a look at your short film, which is probably just on 20 minutes, 23 minutes long, you know, films are becoming shorter. But the impact of the story that you want to tell is so powerful. What inspired you and what made you do this film about this particular mother who feels that the child grant just isn't enough?
But then, thank you so much for your question. I was raised by a single mom, and obviously she was battling with raising my brother and I. So I connect with social stories, and I just want to showcase the world and also the government to help in situations where people are struggling. So when I looked at Mrs. Nolu and her daily struggles, because she does have a job and she's still trying to make ends meet for her children, and also using the SASSA charity grant as a way of living, it's just to showcase the struggles that they face and also to show other girls as well that, you know what, this is what's happening. The child support grant is not enough. Therefore, having a child unplanned for is not ideal, because this is what happens. You are in situations where now you have children to raise on your own and we can't fully depend on the SASSA child support grant.
And she doesn't, in the film that I watch, she actually doesn't do the most glorious job. But this is such a telling story of a mother who really wants the best for her children. She goes out there and sweeps the streets at one intersection where there's a circle, and I know that circle very well, and that sewage drain has been overflowing forever. So this is what she has to do, and this is her love for her children in order to break the cycle, I suppose, for a better life for them.
Of course. So with the form is just also to show the government that there are people who are using the funds in the right way and they are not misusing it. So with this program, it would be allow them to employ people that can go out to these areas, investigate how people are living and how they are using the child support grant. So in this scenario, there will be like more room for job creation, and they get to invest in parents who are really trying hard in order to support their families. So this is just for the government to probably increase the child support grant to women and mothers out there who are really using it for what it's meant for, because truly sometimes there are no jobs available. So by this going out into areas, investigating how they're using child support, where can the government help it? It also creates more room for employment. So they could also employ women such as Osisnolu and other women out there who do not have jobs and who are relying on this.
Chatting this afternoon to Azola and Tukanazo. She's the director, producer, voiceover of It's Not Enough. And Mona Lisa Msima, who is the director of Toilets to Let. Once again, another telling story and another human rights issue and of such a basic need, which is human rights. What made you do this story, Mona Lisa?
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show. What made me do this story, I just feel like it's quite unfair that till this day and age where we celebrate human rights each and every single year, there are still a number of people in South Africa, in Cape Town in specific, where I was looking, that still struggle with the basic human right, which is water and sanitation. I felt the need to highlight this topic because I felt like it was something that, as privileged people, we turned a blind eye to it. We have a flush toilet in our houses, and we are privileged enough to walk to our toilets. But we don't think about the people that don't actually have these toilets and the dangers that they have to sometimes face just to use a toilet. So I just really felt the need to highlight this issue and talk about it and just justify the protest that took place in 2013 and 2017 and just look at it at another angle than what was given to us by the media.
Mm. And I, out of your film, for instance, I learned a new word called amaparapara, who are the you're laughing too. I've never known about this, but these are the people who would be roaming the streets at night because they are drug addicts and they're looking for just an easy target. And when you've got to walk 100 meters, 200 meters to a toilet, you become that target, isn't it?
Yes, it's true. And with that, because I have known amaparapara because of Kukuletu and the environment that I am also influenced by, I felt the need to also just highlight what amaparapara was, because at first, with my first draft, I'd actually had my character just talking about amaparapara. But a lot of people would ask me, what is amaparapara, Mona Lisa? So then I had to go back to that interview and just highlight what amaparapara is and make my subject explain what amaparapara is. And again, it's not fair that when you just need to use a bathroom, you have to go through such dangers, whereas you don't know if amaparapara are going to catch you on your way to the bathroom or on your way back from the bathroom. I know a subject of mine also told a story where she was in danger on her way from the bathroom. She almost got raped.
And of course, in one of these toilets, there was a sort of a drive-by shooting, and somebody was actually also caught in this particular toilet dead. Chatting to Mona Lisa Msima, who's the director of Toilets to Let, and then Azola and Tukanazo, who is the director of and voiceover for It's Not Enough. And Azola, what does it mean to you to actually have your film exposed at Encounters, a South African International Documentary Film Festival, and this film is now available on Encounters for everybody to watch? What does it bring to your career?
Azola? Encounters, it means a lot. It means like greater platforms for people to view, be in support, and also for me, I would be able to expand my filmmaking career and also be acquainted with other creators who are willing to collaborate, and we can work on stories, learn from each other. So for me, this is a great platform, and I'm truly, truly grateful for it. And also, it's just like to teach the world and also showcase other young girls, especially Black girls, because there's this scenario in the townships where I'm going to have a child and then expect SASSA to pay out, or not go out there to strive and work. So by showing Sis Nolan and other women who are doing things like in order to support their children, so they can draw away from the path of like, you know what, I'm going to have a child, chill at home, and then rely on SASSA, but rather to go out there to create, dream, and they might possibly on the way meet spaces or be in spaces that I was founded on, like the Darkest South Africa program. This is actually where I founded myself. I did my first film with them in 2018, and this is also like the second film I did with them. I'm truly excited and overwhelmed with the opportunity that they've given me twice. So from here, it's only growth, more learning, and also impacting.
That's Azola Ntukanazo chatting about the two films that we are reviewing this afternoon on The Couch, the director, producer, voiceover of It's Not Enough, and Mona Lisa M. Simao is the director of Toilets to Let. Mona Lisa, once again, what was it like working during COVID? I mean, there were obviously quite a number of restrictions. How did you overcome those challenges?
Yes. So my surname is Mona Lisa. My surname is Nsime. Mona Lisa Nsime. But working through COVID was quite hectic because we had to meet each other online. So with filmmaking, it was quite hard because we have to interact with each other. It was something new for everyone entirely all over the world, but we struggled. And I think we actually did a great job because of Doc, as Azolea mentioned already. We were facilitated quite well by our mentors, and they made sure that everyone was able to be online at specific times, and they provided everyone with the necessary equipment and data in order to be online. So it was quite a challenge, but luckily through Ducky and the support of the American Corner, we were able to successfully work online to create our film.
Mona Lisa M. Simao chatting to us about her short film, which is about also 23 to 25 minutes long, director of Toilets to Let. What is the impact you are hoping to achieve with this film?
Oh, I really do hope that with this film, we will get to a point where a subject like toilets and safety is not one where we talk about. It's not a subject where we still have to fight for food this day and age. I hope that this film will impact people who are in privileged areas and in privileged positions to change this narrative, to change the situation, to change the circumstances that people that are living in unprivileged areas are living in. So when you saw with the film, one of my subjects does articulate how the excuses of not being able to build a toilet is just an excuse, because there is an airport that is just separated by the road, which is N2, and this is Barcelona. So why is it that a toilet can be built in an airport but cannot be built at Barcelona? I do hope that this film does bring about change. I know it will take one day to bring change, but I do really pray and I hope that it will do just that.
Mona Lisa M. Simao, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon, as well as Azola Ntukanazo. Thank you so much for chatting to us. Those are the two films available for you, and you can go and have a look at them on encounters.co.za. The one is It's Not Enough, and of course, Toilets to Let. It'll really, really open your eyes to a totally different world. Totally different world if you have not been into, for instance, into Dunoon and Guguletu and these areas. If you have not been into those areas, you haven't seen the plight of a mother that actually is working and trying to make ends meet for a child, and that not everybody, you know, goes out and spoils money on their grant money on alcohol like many people believe. And also the fact that a basic right like a toilet cannot be supplied by people in this particular province and in the rest of the country, which is such a basic right.